Yes, and especially the day after Halloween. I'm sure lots of parents out there want to have their kids eating veggies and not a bag full of candy.
You know what? It's also for the parents. They shouldn't be eating their kids' bag full of candy or the 50% off candy we all picked up at the store on the way to work.
Yeah, really, eh? Well, let's start with something, Kev, that might entice you to eat more veggies, and that is a cheeseburger pizza.
Wait a minute. Let's talk here.
I know. It actually tastes way better than it sounds. So the neat thing about this pizza is it combines... Are you a fan of mushrooms?
Yes.
Oh, good. Excellent. Okay, well, there's a start. So it uses a technique called blend and extend. So what you're going to do is you're going to purchase some either button mushrooms or cremini mushrooms and either chop them up finely by hand or in your food processor and then saute them up with some ground beef. But you could do ground chicken or turkey, right? So by chopping up the mushrooms into the meat mixture, you've added like massive serving of veggies already to what is going to be this cheeseburger pizza. Then you are going to purchase pre-made pizza dough, or you could make your own. You're going to make a little pizza sauce with, I like to use half tomato sauce and half barbecue sauce. Spread that onto your pizza dough, top with some cheese, and then this meat and mushroom mixture, some tomatoes and some onions, bake it off, and then when it comes out of the oven, you're going to garnish the whole thing with shredded lettuce, and you're going to make a sauce which is half mustard and mayonnaise, and drizzle that all on top, and it is so delicious. When my kids were young, this was like a go-to family favorite in our home. And mushrooms are amazing. They have so many nutrients like B vitamins, copper, potassium, and they taste great.
100%. I can have mushrooms with every meal, if you ask me.
Oh, good. Excellent. I'm glad I started off with the cheeseburger pizza. Yeah. And I have all of the recipes up on my website as well.
Fantastic.
And then the next recipe, let's talk a vegetable soup. So I know last week we talked soups, but I wanted to talk soup again just because, you know, soups are just a great way to add in a ton of veggies that you have, even just veggies that you have kicking around left over from other ingredients. So you can make a root vegetable soup with pasta. And again, the recipe is up on my website. And all you're going to do is just take a bunch of those root vegetables that you have. Maybe you've got some leftover sweet potato and white potato and parsnip and turnip. Plop it into a pot. You're going to add some canned tomatoes, some spices. Finish it off with some greens and add in some pasta. And, you know, you don't even really need a recipe for this. But, again, I do have recipes up on my site. If, you know, if maybe some of the listeners aren't overly confident in the kitchen, they'll be able to recreate this recipe with ease. So the recipe is up on my website there. And, I mean, really, what better way, especially this time of year, to incorporate veggies into your diet with a nice warm soup?
Absolutely. I'm loving this so far, Char. As long as they don't look and taste like vegetables, I'm always willing to add them into my diet. So this is a great way and a great start to this. What else you have?
Okay, so the next recipe that I have is my Charlicious salad.
I just like the name, first of all, the Charlicious salad.
Yeah, so this recipe is from my cookbook, and I figure life is far too short not to add, not to have a salad named after yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so fabulous about this recipe is, like, yes, it is a salad. So I don't want the listeners to eye roll out there and think, oh, you know, it's just another salad. But this one, it has so many amazing ingredients. So it's, you start off with a bed of greens. And I also like to add a nice handful of fresh herbs in the salad. So again, like, let's say the night before you've made a dish and you've bought some fresh dill, but your recipe only calls for 2 tablespoons, and you have a bunch left, utilize all those leftover fresh herbs, add them into the salad, a grated carrot, some cucumber, some red onion. And the other neat thing about this salad is you can add in some cooked quinoa or wild rice to it just to bulk it up, right? And then some corn and some chopped walnuts. You could add peanuts or almonds. Now, my recipe calls for blueberries, but this time of year, I like to add some chopped Macintosh apples because they're in season. And or you could do a pear this time of year would be lovely as well. And some pumpkin seeds for some plant protein. But it's the dressing for this one that is just unbelievable. And it has a real, even though this is a salad, you think, oh, salad in summertime. This dressing has like a warmth to it because there's lots of fresh ginger in it and honey and Dijon mustard, cider vinegar, garlic, salt, pepper. You toss it all together and it makes a great like brown bag lunch as well. But what I would recommend for a brown bag lunch, let's say for mom or dad, is tossing, like bringing the salad separate with the salad just so, you know, come noon, your lettuce isn't soggy.
Absolutely, Char, and another great recipe. You know, that just shows what kind of people that you and I are. You have a salad named after you, and at one point in my life, I had a pizza named after me. So,
you and I, we make a great team.
Absolutely, a well-balanced meal right there. Where can people find your recipe, Char?
Yeah, so all of the recipes that I chatted about today are up on my website, charmingbroughton.com. And if the listeners are interested in my cookbook, you can find it on Amazon, but you can also find it at Fanfare Books in Stratford, 92 Ontario Street. So let's get out there and support those small businesses.
Awesome, Char. Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, Kev.